This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Berman with local news for Tuesday, December 10th, 2019. At a public hearing on Monday, the Jefferson County Commissioners voted unanimously to establish a moratorium on activities pertaining to the construction or development of any shooting ranges in unincorporated Jefferson County. The vote followed a hearing at the Fort Warden Commons, located there due to the anticipation of a larger crowd. But only about 24 people attended the meeting, according to the Jefferson County Government Facebook page. With only two offering public comment, both of those commenters spoke in favor of the ordinance. The moratorium runs through March 23rd. It affects submissions, acceptance, processings, and permit approval for new and existing commercial ranges. The county will use the time to develop reasonable regulations that promote public safety, according to its webpage. The county expects to schedule briefings in January and February, along with another public hearing before the final vote in March. The moratorium does not affect the operation of the Jefferson County Sportsman Association range. The Wild Olympics Bill, legislation that would permanently protect 126,000 acres and 464 river miles, passed out of a congressional committee last week with expectations that the full United States House of Representatives will soon address the bill. The legislation was introduced in May and developed jointly by Representative Derek Kilmer and Washington Senator Patty Murray. If passed, it would result in the first new wilderness designation in the Olympic National Forest in nearly 30 years and the first ever wild and scenic rivers protection on the Olympic Peninsula. According to a press release, the legislation would permanently protect ancient and mature forests, critical salmon habitat, and sources of clean drinking water for local communities. It will also preserve outdoor recreation opportunities for hiking, boating, camping, and hunting, among other activities. Kilmer and Murray worked with local and regional timber interests to ensure the Preservation Act would not affect timber jobs. The legislation has drawn over 100 new endorsements from tribes, elected officials, sportsmen's groups, and businesses. One timber executive testified in front of the committee saying that the region's world-class recreation opportunities gives it a competitive edge in attracting and retaining talented workers. Speaking of talented workers, the Port Townsend City government developed a reputation for long-serving staff such as David Timmons' 20-year stretch as city manager and Public Works Director Ken Close serving for 17 years before retiring in 2017. Close's position is open again as his replacement, Greg Lanning, was recruited for a job in his home state of Wyoming. The public works position is open till filled, although the first application deadline is December 29th. The job requires engineering, management, and planning skills and will guide the city through the next phase of infrastructure repair and renewal. The pay ranges from $115,000 and $141,000 per year. City engineer Dave Peterson applied for the job after Close retired but was passed over in favor of Lanning. Peterson told KPTC that he intends to apply for the job again. So far, 11 people have applied for the position. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. on Tuesday and Thursday. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Berman. Thank you for listening.